Mic check. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Hello.
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah, I think it does.
Wow. Think I finally got the studio down.
Hey!
It's only been like a year, huh? Over a year.
You're in 3 months, but who's counting?
Oh, exciting. Anyway, we wanted to pop on here. It's not a full show today. It's just a few things we wanted to cover because the full show is going to be live on YouTube tonight.
That's right.
PKanddK.com. We're going to embed it right there for easy access. So easy, you can find it.
Easy
right
viewing.
Here. Easy viewing.
This is our third live show. What do you think we've learned from the last two that we're going to implement into this show tonight?
Not to get trashed right out the gate?
Yeah, less drinking.
You think?
I think every time we start a live show, that's always our goal.
Yeah.
Less drinking, but we never complete the goal.
It never happens.
No,
you're right.
I think,
drink.
Because last time we had producer Elia in the corner and he was counting up like donations and stuff. And he was the one that said, you know, be on your best behavior. The first hour be good. And then
we got trashed in front of him.
Yeah. Well, no, he had to go away for a couple minutes and then come back. And then while he was away, then we played.
We chugged. Yeah.
And then, but now he's out of town this weekend. So, and now it really is just the three of us. We got to keep ourselves like accountable.
Accountable. Yeah.
What do you think? You think we can do it, PK?
No chance in hell. No chance. But we're going to try, and it's going to start with me being on time.
There we go.
So important. 8 o'clock tonight if you're in the Houston area. But let me start from the West Coast. 6 o'clock we'll be live, 8 o'clock here in Houston, 9 o'clock for East Coasters, Atlanta. We got some people in New York listening to the show now.
Yes.
Cool. We had a listener, you know, because we here on the show, we're always be sticking.
And Nancy, so she took our sticker packs and went to New York. I think they had some kind of like little vacation. They went to the Statue of Liberty, Central Park, everywhere tourists are. She went and stuck stickers.
Everywhere. And it's bumped New York to the second biggest city listening. And to put that in perspective, we were on in Atlanta for like, 5 years.
We were on in Portland for
10 years.
Yeah.
Here in Houston, we were here for like 6 years.
How about Fresno?
New York's listening. Fresno, yeah.
Crazy.
So good job. Good round of applause. That was amazing.
So we could see it. We really appreciate you guys putting up the stickers. And then when you guys do post them and then you send them, then I reshare them. And really, I love seeing that.
You're just really helping the show grow. Tonight, we're going to launch our shop during the show as well. And I'm going to have 2 sticker packs on there that you can pick up. One of them is just QR codes. So if you want to get heavy with the QR codes, and it's crazy to see, because remember when Jerry went to Hawaii and went to town?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hawaii's still like the 3rd or 4th biggest city or state, or I don't know, but it actually says Honolulu, which is because, again, it picks up where your phone is from or registered or where you bought your phone, even though we were in Kauai. But Hawaii's up there, which is nuts, man. He really, moved the needle on that. And now, again, in New York. And so pretty excited about it on the shop tonight. Also, we're going to have our first DVD that we did back in the day in the Portland days.
Now, you say we did, but Duran and I were not a part of this.
Yeah. This is like.
So I have no idea what's on there or
what. This is when the show was good. You know what I mean?
Oh,
it's got Ebro on there.
Oh, really? Okay. And now you're, if it was so good, then why are you with us two now, huh?
Oh, slam. Yeah,
well,
slam.
They didn't hire me in New York. I'm kidding around. I think the show is great right now.
Of course it is.
I am very excited about this. So we've got a limited number of physical copies that's going to be in the shop, and when those are gone, it's gone. It's not like we can reprint or anything. These are the absolute original ones. I don't know why anybody would want to buy them besides like to collect or just to have one of these, and that's it. You know, I'm putting them all in the shop. If they go, they go. If they don't, they'll live there until, you know, whatever happens, happens. Also, though, I'm going to have a digital copy of our first DVD, so if you want to watch it, I'm going to have that go live right after the live show tonight, so... Because otherwise, people are going to just stop watching us.
Yeah.
Go right to the DVD.
That's true.
So, pretty excited about that. What's some of the other stuff we got for tonight? Well, Mystery Box.
Mystery Box, yeah.
Yay.
Dude, you got together with, was it Justin?
Justin, yes.
And he sent you something for the Mystery Box.
Yes.
And you know what it is.
Right.
Okay.
Any kind of hints?
You'll be okay. I'll just say that. You'll be okay.
Okay. Well, that's exactly what I can promise you when it comes to my item that I have coming. And we're going to have to do one of these. My item is not going to be able to, we can't hold on to my item for the next live special. It's a one and done kind of deal.
Dang it.
And you will be okay with my item as well.
Okay.
But if we go that route, it's going to be the greatest mystery box of all time. I don't know. I can't promise you that for whatever Justin sent in because I don't know what the item is.
Yeah, we don't know.
Oh, I have another surprise that I don't want to tell you guys about, but something I've been saving that it might be better than the mystery box, if I'm being honest.
Okay.
Cool. Got something else tonight that we're going to, and again, you're going to be able to watch all this stuff. It's going to be live on YouTube. I got to figure out there's a chat option and there's a bunch of stuff. So we'll be able to, talk back and forth. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, cool. I'm excited. I always enjoy our live show. shows. And we're in the studio, and then we're hoping, crossing fingers, working on live shows outside of the studios coming up in the next couple months.
Yeah, yeah. You don't have the dates in front of you, huh? I mean, we'll run them down tonight, but we've got Atlanta shows that are on the books. We've got Portland. We were just talking before we started the show about the Ryan. Can I play that? I should play that audio, huh?
Yeah, absolutely you should.
What?
So, let me just set this up real quick. So right before we started recording for this, I was just rolling. I always, you know, hit the record button when we're in this room. But we were talking about DeRyan and flying him out when we do the Portland live show.
Yeah.
It's not going to be for a while. It's June 30th.
Yeah.
But we want him to be there. We want him to join us at the Atlanta shows as well. So we're trying to figure out the money on how much tickets cost, all that. And then I brought up the question of, well, I got to talk to your wife because if she doesn't give permission, you can't go.
Right.
Because my man is whipped.
Nope.
Then Denise goes, oh, I've been already talking to her.
Yeah.
Yep.
We'll pick it up from there.
For the fourth, so this is Jessica. For the fourth, he can stay for as long as you guys need him to. Nice. I thought about it. It will allow me extra time to chill and relax. Is that what you're talking about right there?
That little trying to get rid of you, kid.
Keep going.
Okay, Denise, I'd hate for you to be alone on the 4th, but whatever you want, I'll make it happen. Jessica, I'm cool with it. I'm going to get extra rest that I need. Like, seriously, you'll be doing me a favor? LOL emoji laughing face?
Oh, no.
You, LOL, I totally understand. I'll look up the flights tonight. We got ours on miles because it's so much money getting over
well,
there.
That's okay. You can end on that part. It was just the more
of her trying to get rid of me. Now I believe you. I'm reading the evidence.
How does that feel?
Not good.
I wouldn't think so.
Well, I'm just going to, you know what?
You know, another opening for Trabajo to roll slide on in there. Yeah.
Slide on in.
When I'm leaving with you guys, I'm going to make a whole week up to it.
Uh-huh.
Like, I can't wait to go. I can't wait to leave, Jessica. I'm going to have so much fun. It's my time to relax. See how she likes it.
All right, we're back live. What's that?
Do you have $398.97 or Southwest miles?
I still only got $5.
I think I have some Southwest. We'll get him out there.
This one is for next weekend because then I could get him there.
Oh, you're trying to go next week.
I could get him there Saturday at 3:20 p.m. You can pick him up and then you guys can go out and do your sticking. And then he could be a part of the meetup on Sunday and then fly home with us on Monday at 9:35 a.m.
We got to pull the trigger Pistol Pete style. You need to get permission from the wifey?
Yes, I do.
Call her up.
Call her right now?
Well, yeah, I got to buy these flights. It already went up $7.
Yeah.
This is for next week?
Yeah.
She just told you. What are the dates?
I'm just making sure.
See how we do things here on the show? Bam, 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 done.
I'm just going to say hi and then pass it on to you guys.
Oh, no. You should.
No, because you guys know more info.
Yeah, your wife, I just found out now. I don't want her mad at me.
Well, apparently she wants me to, leave.
Yeah,
so.
That's right. Okay. Automatic voice message system.
You have to leave her a message.
9, 7, 1.
I'm just going
to
hang up.
4, 2.
Oh, yeah.
I already hung up.
Give it out the phone number.
Dude, I already hung up.
I'll have to go back and bleep that. I hope I don't forget.
Oh,
man.
She will kill you. Every time, because PK still wears the shirt from Remember Jingle Ball Days, where how are we doing with your phone number?
Yes.
It's got pink splatter and everything, and PK wears that all the time. He wore it again last night.
You're not going to believe me, but it's nothing personal. You know what it is with the shirt?
What?
It's extra long.
Oh, so it's the fit.
When I raise my hands, it's not, you don't see like the stomach, and I have a thing about the stomach, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want people to see it, you know? So I just like the shirt. It's not that it has your phone number on there, so I don't know what to do now. Because, yeah, I'll be at Kroger and stuff. You probably get random phone calls.
Well, give me the shirt, and I'll iron more numbers on there, so it just confuses everybody.
He just wants you
just
to get rid of that
all
shirt.
All the way around.
Yeah.
All right, so no matter what happens with DeRyan next week, we are going to be at Park Tavern, and it's don't expect too much. It's just a hangout. It's just a chill hangout. So if you'd like to come by, we'd love to see you. We're going to be there at 6 p.m. Sunday in Atlanta. Then we're coming back. We'll have all those dates again tonight during the live show, but we're going to come back in September with the full show. We're waiting on the venue. We've been going back and forth with that.
Yes, yes.
We'll have an answer by Monday's show, I think.
Yeah, I mean, and if we have it sooner, better, but we were able to, what it is it's called The Challenge. So there's multiple people who have the date on hold, but they haven't paid the full deposit. So I pay the deposit, and then she calls it a challenge. So everybody has like 24 hours.
Right. Because they were ahead of us.
Or not.
They have to pay everything, or then they can. And I guess there's always like a multiple people trying to get.
Yeah.
And this is the Friday. So
it's a hot spot.
It's a premium date. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it could be like number 3 on the hold list says, we actually want to move forward with the date, and then we're screwed. But then we go and pick like Thursday or the Sunday. But I'm just hoping, crossing fingers, that Friday the 2nd of September works out for us.
Also, and I can't help myself, full show tonight, but I got to go off on you early today because we got a poll online. We put the poll after yesterday's show. Is it Jimmy or Jerry rigged?
Right.
And how the hell is Jerry rigged in the lead with 60% of the, that's a lot of votes.
That is a lot of votes.
We have 98 people so far have voted on that, and 60% of people are saying it's Jerry rigged.
Yeah.
There has to be something like a West Coast, East Coast.
We're missing something.
Yeah, because...
Or generation or something.
You think?
All of us in the room say Jimmy rigged.
I've never heard Jerry rigged before in my life.
To be honest, when Jerry left that instant voice note, I thought he was joking.
So did I, because I thought he was playing off his name.
Yeah.
Which sounded really cute, but apparently it's a real thing.
Sounded real cute. So anyway, vote online, pkndk.com. You'll see it right there on the right, and I'll have updated results on the live show tonight. But yeah, that's just blowing my mind. I've never heard of that before. The other thing is we've got some new Cheers videos. So pretty excited. I can show you some of those tonight. So if you've got our coasters or our koozies with the barcode on there and you want to send in a Cheers video, you can. If you don't, you can also do it just on your cell phone. Go to pkndk.com/Cheers, and you'll see what I'm talking about if you're new to our show, because I think it's such a fun community-based little experiment that we're doing online.
Yeah.
You know, where you can just cheers random people. Elia promised me some cheers.
Oh, good.
Oh, cool.
Because they're going off to Austin for, they got like, I guess
a 40th birthday party.
Is that what it is?
It is, yep. I'm glad you listened.
Speaking of Elia, he was not happy with your boy today.
What'd you do?
Now?
Hello.
What's up, kid?
What's up?
We're just talking about how you were not happy with me earlier today.
Yeah, I was not.
So we've been working out, right? And I needed to be there at, today was 10.
Yeah.
I was like, just a few minutes late, you know, like 5 minutes late.
No, don't lie. How many lengths were you?
Yeah, you were like 17, almost 20 minutes
no!
late.
No,
DK.
No, those are falsivity.
Should have canceled on Amelia.
Well, Denise, look at the text. What time did I send the text saying, where's PK? Is he awake?
All right, let's say it's 17 minutes, right? But what I find endearing with you is anybody else would have been like, bro, you're 17 minutes late, right? No, not Elia. Elia has been keeping the minutes that I've been late throughout the entire week and accumulating them up. So I show up, right? And you can tell he's upset.
Yeah.
But he's like, 40 minutes this week, or whatever that number was. You know, 45 minutes I've spent just waiting for you.
Yeah. I mean, think about that. If you came and worked out more than three times a week, that'd be hours that I would spend just sitting, waiting quietly for you to just show up like a puppy dog. It's ridiculous.
That is.
I know. I needed to apologize, and I did, and I'll apologize again.
Yeah, well, you know, I think it's, you know, first, I don't really need the apology. Just show up on time. We're good to go. I'm not, like, upset about it or anything, but, you know, if you want help working out and me to be there, like, I schedule my day with times and stuff, and if you're gonna show up like half hour late, then I would have been done. Like, today's workout was 30 minutes, so you were more than half of my workout, I would have already been done. So I'm like, what are we doing here? What are we doing?
Yeah, you're nice, because like, I would have just done the workout if he showed up 20 after. All right, well, we got 10 minutes and then I'm done. Yeah. Like, then you can do it on your own.
You know how hard it is for me? Like, you know, especially when it comes to working out, I really have to get mentally prepared and ready. And if I'm ever going to procrastinate, it's going to be right before a workout, right?
Yeah.
So I know I need to be better. And and thank you for having patience. And I will be better. I'll make you that promise. I will be better, because you are really helping me out.
And not just that, Elia, but you and I have been talking about PK behind his back, and this is for you.
Yeah, what is this?
Oh, nice.
What is this athletic green? Greens?
Yeah.
Greens?
So Elia has been taking it, and he can explain a little bit more.
Yeah, so Chantel gave it to me, so I didn't get it myself either, but so you're supposed to take this in the morning on an empty stomach, and apparently whoever she listens to, but a lot of people pump it, but essentially it's all the vitamins that you need in one day. You just knock it out in the morning, so you got all the stuff.
Wow, that's packed with nutrients.
Yeah, this is a lot of stuff. There's like a water bottle in here. This is the works.
That's a water bottle?
Well, no, this is a bag.
Oh.
This is a water bottle.
There it is.
Well, I think it's a water bottle. I don't know what it is.
Oh. It's like a measuring water bottle cup.
Did you notice a difference? You know, how long have you been taking this stuff?
First, I think the water bottle is a shaker.
Ah.
And second, did I notice a difference? It's a good question, because I was taking a bunch of other vitamins also. Did it make me feel worse? No. I felt good when I was taking it. So, you know, it can't hurt to have the vitamins that you're supposed to have every day.
I'm looking at all the reviews.
Yeah, what are people saying?
It seems legit. Like,
it does
like,
seem legit?
Yeah.
Am I going to be rock hard body here in just like a couple of weeks?
I don't know.
Why are you laughing like
about
that, right?
I mean, it's a good start, though.
You got to show up to Elio's workouts on time.
I know.
Yeah, so with that and these vitamins, the AG1.
Dude, you're going to get ripped.
All right.
Let's get you ripped, PK.
I'm trying.
Shredding, bro. Shredding.
When are you back? You back Sunday? When are you, you know?
I'll be back, yeah, Sunday. I'll be back on Sunday.
Nice. Well, enjoy the river or Austin or wherever the hell you are. Chobi has already, like, you know, took down the curtains here in the studio.
Wait, he knocked something over?
It's not like I have the curtains up because...
Because you jerry-rigged it.
It's Jimmy-rigged. Yo, Jimmy or jerry-rigged?
I don't know. You know, I thought it was Jimmy rigged. I feel like I always say Jimmy rigged, but then once I heard people talking, they're like, Jerry rigged. Maybe I've said Jerry rigged. I don't know if there's really a real answer to that. It's like, you know, what do you call a Coke? I call all sodas Coke. Like Cokes.
Nah.
Or pops.
People call them pops yeah. and sodas, and that's so, not like who. When no one says pop.
Nobody.
Pop yes.
Is, yeah. Pop old isn't people. People only.
No. West,
maybe old people in Maine or something.
No, where I'm like growing up, they always said pop.
Pop
or soda pops
soda,
together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Coke is just for Coca-Cola. Soda is for everything, but back to the Jimmy and Jerry rigged. 60% of the vote is saying Jerry rigged, which is insane because over 98 people, last time I checked, 98 people voted, 60% of the vote saying Jerry rigged.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds right, but also Jimmy sounds right, so I don't really know.
Yeah.
I would vote twice, one for each.
All right, buddy, we'll have yourself a weekend, and you know, I'll be on time to work. When are we working out again, Monday?
Monday, yep.
All right.
Tell me the time, and I'll make sure he's there on time.
Sounds good.
All right.
All right, buddy.
All right. See you guys.
Bye.
He's going to have himself a nice weekend, man.
Why?
Well, just he's going to, like, they rented a house on a river or something, you know, in Austin.
Oh, so how it's going to be a lot of activity.
Yeah. Nice. How can you not have a great weekend?
I think they said,
you know,
something about, like, live music coming through,
chef,
one night, Y2K dress-up night.
His
girl's going to be Britney Spears from Oops, I Did It Again.
I'm
secretly jealous because I want to dress up like Britney Spears.
You did that like for 20 Halloweens. And plus, you can't dress up like Britney Spears anymore. She's just naked now. You see the latest?
Yeah, I'll just have like a little heart cut out over my private.
I haven't seen the latest, but how is she with her pregnancy? Is she still doing good?
I don't follow Britney Spears news.
Yeah, neither.
I know it's hard to believe. So were you asking Denise? You probably were, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, Denise, how's she doing?
Oh, update from Jessica. She clearly called you back, right?
No. Nothing. Blank.
She responds. Oh, no, that's PK.
No, that's, yo, what's up?
Chantel's making me call you back.
What happened?
The Athletic Greens had a huge impact on my feelings. I felt so good. It made me feel better in every aspect of my life, not only physically but mentally, and it's a real game changer. I highly recommend it.
I can't wait to start taking it, man. Should I start taking it now or wait until Monday?
Oh, now, dude, it's an everyday workout. Or it's not a workout thing. It's for your health. It's for to give you vitamins to live.
Okay.
So start it today. Open that puppy up.
Yeah, take it right now.
You can take a scoop today. Just what I do is I put like a couple ice cubes in the shaker.
Yeah.
With the thing, and then the ice cubes dissolve and make it real cold. Chantel really likes the taste. I don't mind the taste. I don't think it tastes good, but I don't mind it at all. But I find with the ice cube, at least it's nice and cold. Actually, never mind. According to Chantel, it's the best thing I've ever tasted in my entire life. I wish I had one on me right now. I would drink it.
Bro, this is going to be the longest drive of your life. Keep it up.
Oh, man. She told me, she was like, no, you loved it, and told me all of a sudden. I was like, okay, fine. And I was like, you said, you want me to call him back and tell him? She's like, yes. So, fine.
Oh, the women in our lives run us. What can we say?
Yeah, you know? That is so true. Yeah.
All right, buddy. Good luck with that drive.
Thanks.
Bye.
All right, see ya. Bye.
Yeah, all right. I'm gonna take this. I'm gonna take this today. What were you saying? What did Jessica say?
Yeah.
Speaking of the women in our lives running us,
I have the three dots going right now. So,
are we clear? Do we pull the?
We might be waiting.
Trigger Pistol Pete style. Bring him
as soon as I get this one last response.
Okay.
Then I'm doing
listen.
It.
If we're going to Atlanta this next weekend.
Oh, she deleted it.
Uh-oh, that's not a good sign.
Well, she's at work, so I don't know if she's like. Sneaking attacks or something.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, if we pull it off, we're on a sticking mission.
Nice.
We're gonna stick her the out of that town.
I love it. You know what I mean? Yeah, and plus we already know the town.
Yeah, right in front of Dan's house, too.
Oh, dang.
Hell, yeah.
We should stick a sign.
In what city? In Get Down, Marietta?
No. For Atlanta, it's... for Houston's Pass of Get Down, Dina. For Atlanta is Alpha Get Down, Retta.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, it doesn't sound right if you say Mary Get Down Now. See, that doesn't... No. Ma Get Down, Retta?
It's been a while.
Now!
Apologize.
Too late to apologize.
Okay. All right. So here are the details. There is a one stop to Ryan. Apologies, but this
Oh, please tell him we're sending him to Hawaii or something for the stop.
Austin.
Oh.
Houston to Austin. Austin to Atlanta.
How does that make sense? I need a flight attendant to come on the show and explain this stuff to me. How does that make sense?
How is it cheaper
to fly you the opposite direction?
Yeah. Oh, at least it's only like 30-minute flight.
You don't mind, do you?
No.
Okay. There you go. And then he's going to be there for the little meetup.
Yeah.
You get all three of us, Atlanta. Sunday, Park Tavern, 6 p.m. All right. We're going to end the show and do that. And then full show again tonight. Hopefully you can join us live here. PKanddK.com. I was thinking about this. The live shows is kind of like a celebration of everything that we've accomplished. So it is going to be like a normal show, but they seem to be a little more fun as well, you know. And I'm going to have some clips from that DVD that we're going to release following the show. I'll have some clips during the show that we can play for you as well. I did want to thank Shay, who got the subscription monthly plan, and Jose, who got a whole year.
Dang! Nice!
We've got to keep doing this for another year just for Jose. So yeah. Thank you so much for your subscription. In fact, if you subscribe to our show, this one's going to keep going for you because we have that audio that I haven't been able to play.
Before you get into all the nitty gritty, I do have one more post in, talking about subscriptions and yearly subscriptions.
Okay.
Because I need to give some love to Patty Hunt. So she sends in a DM at PKanddK, Happy Mother's Day to me. I'm a little late on sharing this message with you. The only thing I asked for on Mother's Day was an annual subscription for the show and my kids delivered. No matter how good or bad my day has been, I know I can always count on this show to bring me so much joy, smiles, and laughs. I'm usually listening to the show on my way to and from work, and it's like my little escape. I thank you guys for doing you. Love you guys. Bye. And check this out, Brian.
Oh, that's...
Check it out.
Oh, they even made her like the PK and DK show voucher to redeem. Please visit PK and DK, the card number. Wow.
Isn't that awesome?
Dude, that's sick.
I read this message last night and I like immediately came up to PK. He's like, what are you crying about now? You're so emotional all the time. And I'm like, this is the sweetest message that I've seen. It just like brings me so much joy.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's really cool.
That's really awesome. For Mother's Day, that's really
awesome.
You
really don't listen to a thing, huh? It's like 40% of whatever we tell you sticks. All right, with that said, here's what's going to happen right now. For people not subscribing to our show, we'll see you tonight. Again, 6 o'clock start time for West Coast, Houston, 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock for East Coasters, like all of our people in Atlanta. So that's, again, 9 p.m. there. So the live show tonight, full show, we cannot wait. We will see you then. If you have a subscription plan... By the way, to get a subscription plan on the podcast app, you should see where it says subscribe. You hit that button, you're done. Or on Android devices at pkanddk.com, you'll see where it says PKanddK+. But if you have a subscription plan, the show continues for you. Or you might choose not to because this does contain some adult subject matter. Not so much with cursing, but it's the story of, that involves some strippers in Thailand.
Oh, I remember the story.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
I love this, but I didn't know how to share it, so I've been kind of saving it in my back pocket. So if you have our subscription, I'm going to throw it to that audio. And again, if you're on the free plan, we'll see you tonight. Bye.
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 And the podcast replays.
Everybody have a good run of life. I love you guys. That's the end of the story.
PK is popular.